As you're chanting, remember we've talked about this before, the practice of swadaya, where you really focus your eyes on the text. You don't have to hold it unless you want to be very formal. But you might really pay attention, really focus your eyes and even your breath, and begin to focus your whole body really on the experience of chanting these three sutras. And watch that process. And watch your mind wanting to wander, and watch it beginning to wander, and find yourself out here, you know, tripping over the words, and then bring it back and get that focus happening. Just get that flowing, liquid consciousness just flowing back and forth between you, the subject, and the words, the object, until they merge into one. And that's your integration experience. So we'll just do it a little bit more. Try it.
Da da. Sarva Shunyameva Samadhi.
Now we're going to sit for a while. And you're going to be challenged by the sound of the downstairs class leaving. And if you find that sound distracting, just pay attention to the dance between the attempt to concentrate, turn within, turn the full force of consciousness within and concentrate on the heart, concentrate on the soul, concentrate on the breath, concentrate on the mantra, concentrate on the pure luminosity that lives within. And if concentration again is pulled away into distraction to other in the form of downstairs sound, watch the dance and keep drawing it back in, kind of like a fishing pole, fishing line. Draw it back inside. It's not the most elegant metaphor, but in a sense we do. We want to hook onto the interior realm. So again, do the practice. Play with the possibility of drawing the full power of consciousness, turning it within, opening into the clear light, shining forth. Great interior ground of being.